Yo, we back. Let's do it again, baby. Hello.
A little bit of the bubbly.
Baby! Welcome to the Comedians and Wrestling Podcast, the podcast where comedians dissect wrestling to an unhealthy degree. I am your host, the host with the most wrestling jokes on the Late Late Show with James Corden, Dan Black.
And after that, I'm going straight to hell. Enjoy the show.
AKA,
shuts your hole.
Dansky Blackamora, a.k.a. Tanakatsu Tony, the Patreon Don. Coming at you like Cleopatra, baby, baby. Gabba, gabba, wee.
Gabba, gabba, wee. Gabba, gabba,
yeah.
Gabba, gabba,
oh, gabba,
gabba, gabba, gabba, wee. Gabba,
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 gabba, gabba, yeah,
gabba,
yeah,
gabba,
yeah,
gabba,
yeah,
gabba, gabba.
This girl, she's mine. And hup, hup, hum.
This is hot garbage.
Being prepared for a night she'll never forget.
Damn, she's fine. What up, jabroniacs? We're back in action, post-Rumble, for your satisfaction. We're on the road, baby. Dancing down the road. With all of our spicy, spicy, muy, muy, muy caliente wrestling reactions, baby.
Go!
My father's dead when I was younger. Yo, Tulo, what up? Let's bring him in here. You know he's here. You know, Nick Tulo, tiptoe with Tulo. What is up, my bro?
I mean, if we're doing old school intros, I mean, it's 9:33 p.m. Central Standard Time. It's your boy.
Tiptoe with Tulo. Current Cal champion, Nick Tulo.
That's right.
In the house from Austin, Texas. He was boots on the ground for the Royal Rumble. Look, here's the deal. Here's the deal, everybody. We were gone. We were gone, and I want to say not forgotten, but, you know, I don't know. Some of you might have forgot. Some of you might have forgot about us. I don't know. We're back here on Cal because it's the road to WrestleMania. We will be here doing the pod through Tulo, through WrestleMania. We'll be doing this pod. Once a week, episodes will drop on, what did we say, Fridays?
Yes.
The episode's going to be dropping on Fridays. And what's the deal with the bonus episodes? What will we decide, Tulo?
So what we'll do is we'll record a regular episode and then stop it and then record like a 30-minute bonus episode after. So you get a full ep and then Patreons, subscribers get the bonus episode.
That's for all the patrons who stick with us, baby, which we love it. Patreon.com/comedians wrestling.
We'll bring it back, you know.
Have to get some bonus content because we're on the road and we got a lot to say. And let me tell you, we got one other we got another guest, it looks like on the it just popped up on the Zoom in the Zoom screen. Who is that?
Sierra Hotel, Echo, Bravo, India, Romeo.
Raccoon.
That's right. You thought I was raccoon. I disguised myself. I snuck in. Well, like how they sneak into garbage cans.
Yeah, the funny part is that like it says your name when you zoom on the
box. I should have changed it to raccoon. Anyway, I almost tricked you, sons of bitches. But it's good to be back on the pod. What's going on, everybody?
Man, doesn't this feel so good?
Yeah.
I feel like great. I'm telling you, imagine if there's a fan, like a listener out there of this podcast that like...
Yeah, imagine.
The last time they...
Use your imagination right now.
That like the last time...
there's a fan.
The last time they listened, I don't know, early 2020, Dan's still doing the intro, but you know, they decided they're not watching wrestling, so they're not listening to pod anymore. They just are like... Oh, post-Rumble, here the pod's coming back. Turn it on. Dan's still doing the intro. They have no idea all the shit that has gone on in between.
Listen, let me tell you, everybody. You know, I got to say this. There's a lot of wrestling pods out there, and there's a lot of wrestling pods out there recently who have been actually putting out content and doing a podcast, okay? Yeah. Even in the, like, 3 minutes we've been doing this podcast, I would say we're already back as the number one best wrestling podcast.
Wow.
And that's just playing those sound drops and then going into the Cody song and me playing it. That's the content I like, all right?
And I also want to say that's not just a testament to how good this podcast is when we're firing all cylinders. Yeah. It's also a direct insult to every other wrestling podcast. Shots fired. Yeah. You guys could fucking...
I saw Rosenberg backstage at the Rumble in the dome, and he's kind of small, bro.
He's not a big man. Oh shit! Shot through the heart.
He's got a big. He's got a big presence.
He's kind of small.
The card game? Did you send me that, Jeff? Yu-Gi-Oh! The card game.
I did send you that meme. It's a quality meme. What happened to Meme Corner? Can you throw Meme Corner back?
Yeah, I mean, we just went right into the Meme Corner, actually.
So I feel like you peripherally did it, but I don't know if people would really fully get the full flavor of what you just said. Do you want to take it from the top?
Yeah. It's the Hard Day Team! This is the Meme Corner. Oh, wait, I did it wrong. It's the Hard Day Team Tour! All right, hold on. I fucked it up
happening?
So bad. Yo, somehow the soundboard played Roman Reigns theme music over the Hot Guy Detour.
Oh, boy. So he's a very hot. He's a hot guy.
Oh, my God. Can we just stay for a second? That might be my biggest takeaway from the whole Rumble. Is that, like, Roman's got a little bit of a tan going, and he looks so hot.
Well, I could give you an interesting report. I had
a tanning session with Roman Reigns. Tulo has a babe in the house. Oh my God.
Babe alert. Babe alert. Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Oh shit.
Whoop, whoop. That's the sound of a babe.
He walked by and we recorded, and they're like, Tulo has a babe in the house. Babe alert. A lot of things have changed. And a couple dogs too. Yeah, a lot of things have changed, fellas, since we last recorded this podcast.
Yo, I gotta say this. Listen,
I don't have hair. And I'm dating somebody.
Nice.
Tulo, you started this podcast off pre-Zoom. Also, Danny used to be a quiet dog.
Well, she has a dog also, and it's here.
Oh, yeah, that's an issue. Now, you started off this pod, Tulo, by saying, complaining about how you're losing your hair. Kind of a curveball to reveal that also your love life has had an uptick. Well, I thought you were in a sad zone coming off our lull times, our hibernation.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing, Dan. You only need hair if you're single. If you're single, you need hair to attract a mate. If you already have a girlfriend or a boyfriend, you don't need hair anymore. You can get rid of it. It doesn't matter.
She never met me with long hair.
Well, she doesn't know what she's missing.
Yeah.
Imagine how much I'm sure she loves you very much right now. Imagine how much more she would like you if you had.
I think she just likes the short hair. Yeah.
Maybe, but that's like what.
Not here, so she went to go.
Yeah, it couldn't be your personality.
Yeah, definitely not. But it's like when people would say, oh, well, Bill Gates dropped out of college, you know. Imagine how much more money he'd have if he just graduated.
So that's who I went to Royal Rumble with. And actually, not with her.
Bill Gates?
No.
You were in the Microsoft suite? The Xbox Live Arena?
I didn't go with Bill Gates. I went with her friend's husband, who's a huge wrestling fan. And also, his name is Nick. So it was just two Nicks. And I got my tickets. Spoiler alert. Not spoiler alert.
Big spoiler.
I got tickets from Dolph, whose name is Nick. So Nick got two Nick's tickets to Royal Rumble. So, I mean, it's great. It's beautiful.
Now, can I ask you a more important question? Is your girlfriend right now pulling a John Cena where she's saying, you can't see me? I mean, is she hiding from us or what?
No, is she on screen, but we just can't see her? Is the question?
We ordered Thai food, so she just went to go grab it.
Oh, yeah.
We ordered Thai food, but they were sold out, so she went to go cook some Thai food.
Yeah.
She went to Thailand real quick to learn how to make Tom Young.
All right. Mm-hmm. Now, we have a lot to discuss, so I don't think we have time for this.
Let's do this.
So much shenanigans over here. Yeah. All shenanigans.
You know, that's big news.
So, anyway, my dudes. So, we'll be back here with the pod through Mania here in L.A. still working out the details of any live event we would do here. You know what I mean? But if you're in LA, you know, we'll let you know what's going on. But Tulo will be in town.
Mm-hmm.
Correct?
That's correct.
Tulo will be in town. Shebs, I believe, maybe will be in town. We'll find out. I don't know.
No, I'll be in town. The last WrestleMania I wasn't present for was WrestleMania 30, and I've been regretting it ever since.
Not true. You didn't go to WrestleMania 37 in Tampa.
Well, the Tampa the Tampa Manias do not count, because if you went to those, you're a complete asshole.
Well, there was
there
only
was
one.
Two Tampas.
There was, well, there one, was,
one that was canceled.
One was
if you went to the
in the Performance Center,
which we had tickets for.
Yeah,
I completely forgot.
There's two, and then they had COVID Mania, which was like the DeSantis.
I just thought it was canceled. Super, wow, that was crazy.
Actually, I'm holding right here in my hand my NXT tickets to get the one that got canceled.
Really?
Yeah, these are the NXT TakeOver 2020.
That's sick. Yo, my dudes. So anyway.
My dogs.
We're back here. That's, you got it. You know what I mean? So that's it. Now, we still got the Discord server going. So if you join Patreon, you know, for a couple bucks, you can still be a chat on the Discord.
Discord was still thriving. It's beautiful to see. We love to see it. Great job, everybody in there.
Let's just talk about, that's not beautiful to see. It's a picture of Shebs with, I think, more hair, but not much. you know, Shebs, where are you at on the transplant? I mean, we're getting close.
Wow, we're getting to the real thing. The real point of this wrestling podcast. I am minutes away from getting a hair transplant. No, I mean, look, it all depends on if I could lock down some fucking... I don't want to be vulgar.
Some hair follicles.
If I could lock down a partner, if I could track, I got 2.5 years left of not primo hotness, but like 75% of my primo hotness. Once I dip below 75, I got to get the hair transplant unless I'm married, so I can attract primo. Again, I'm censoring myself so much because I don't want it to be bad. Like, you know,
primo, dude. I love it.
No one knows what the word you're gonna say after primo is. You're gonna say primo personality.
Yeah, just because it's primo personality. You know, so look, the hair is a little bit thinner, but the fucking everything else a little bit girthier, you know what I mean? So it's a give and a take.
All right. I'm glad I went in on that.
I've been doing my male kegels.
So I took notes on this Royal Rumble.
Okay, I love it.
I took a bunch of notes on this Royal Rumble. I thought overall, for going into this, I had an interesting thing. First off, let's just talk about wrestling in general. I really have not been,
who's that
lady? Who's that lady? Lovely lady with the pink hair.
I just realized that this podcast is never going to happen. There's zero wrestling content so far.
Shebs has 17 minutes left to be on this podcast.
Yeah, I have a hard out, but this brought the only thing we've even said remotely about wrestling is that Roman Reigns is hot. Yeah. That's the only insight. If you came here for
still the best wrestling podcast, here's the thing. You see, the thing is this.
The thing is this.
So, all right, we're gonna start the podcast. Yeah, actually, on my wrestling good. Once we get the Rumble countdown here. Ready? Okay, now what I hate, this Rumble was really interesting. I hate being a like wrestling historian or things. It's just kind of boring. It's just not my shit. But like, I can't remember a Rumble in recent history where the main event was a title match. That has happened, but also felt as important as one of the Rumble matches, you know?
If not more important.
If not more important, and especially story-wise.
Yeah.
Right? Like, the Rumble, that's what I loved about it. The title matches normally at Mania, like, here's examples of ones in recent history. Like, Brock Finn. Shit, you know what I mean? Like, shit like that, where you're like, oh, that's cool. And, like, there's maybe a chance they just go crazy and let Finn win. And, like, dude, you know what I mean? They have some kind of plan where you're like, you know, at the time, I don't know, Taker, whoever at the time is going to attack Brock, cost him that, and then they're doing something nuts. You're like, maybe, but honestly, it's probably just a holdover title match, because, you know. And then, but this one was more integral to the actual longest storyline in WWE, like, recent history, right? Which is this Roman Reigns title run. He's had the title for so long that the legitimacy of the WWE title is so high, higher than I can think of since the whole time we've done this podcast. Like, well, Roman Reigns is the king of wrestling right now. It's irrefutable, right?
I'll throw out my one to that. Yes, 100%. And no, honestly, Dan, that was going to be my number one thing. I tweeted about it last night, and it was just like, Roman Reigns is undeniably like this generation's biggest superstar right now. Remember the things we always say? Can he pass the Tonight Show test or the Today Show? He's on Fallon now. He's showing up. He's getting eyes on wrestling. He got a tan. He looks hot.
Well, say this. I did watch Roman on Fallon, which we did talk about on the podcast a couple months ago, and he was the second guest, which annoyed me. WWE champion.
I think that's fair. I think most people in the audience aren't, like, giving a fuck about him.
Well, that's coming from me as the third guest, a third guest spotter on a late show, okay?
Hey, man, at least you were there. What who was the first guest? Do you remember?
I don't. But it was someone way more famous. It was like Emma Stone. You know what I mean? Like
it was someone way more famous. Stanley Tucci.
So this person, I don't remember who it was, but I remember having the feeling of like, oh man, these wrestlers are not celebrities. You know what I mean? You're like,
right.
Like obviously, like, but like when you're like, it's kind of funny when the guy who's the top, the apex of the business gets a two spot on a throwaway.
The Stanley Tucci.
Tucci.
When he takes a backseat to the Tucci.
He's thinking a two. He would, honestly, Tucci would go one over Roman. So let's be honest.
If you 100%. Right,
let's go the Tucci test, okay? The Tucci test is what name a wrestler who can go in the one spot over
I don't think anyone. The Rock when he's beyond
this
wrestling.
This podcast is so good.
We're back, baby. Do you pass the Tucci test?
The Tucci test, bro.
You take the Today Show test, you throw it right out the goddamn window. All right. Do you pass the Tucci test?
This is a fun. Yo, is it? I actually have something to say, but is there any WWE talent who could go one over Tucci?
Here's what I'm going to say. I think that no wrestler alive can go over to be the number one spot on a talk show over Tucci unless they leave wrestling and do something else. John Cena,
or the
number
Rock.
One, Tucci number two. If John Cena and Stanley Tucci are both on, you know, fucking Letterman. One where he interviews one person. No, if they're both on Colbert, you know Cena's going before Tucci.
Okay, but the thing is that when we like us, we buy so much into the fucking wrestling mythology that like it makes no sense that like fucking that
why would Randy Orton be less famous than Stanley Tucci?
Why would Randy Orton walk in and accept to go second? Maybe because wrestlers actually it goes in reverse. It's like main eventing.
Right.
It's like, well, no, because Letterman.
Because then the comedian would main event it. Here's what it is. Here's the rule.
It's going to go David Harbour, right? Like if you were in the talk show, go first guest David Harbour from Stranger Things, and then the top guy in this entire industry goes second. You know?
Well, wait. Well, by that metric though, what you mean to say is first guest is David Harbour.
Yeah.
Second guest is the comedic stylings of Tig Notaro. And then the third guest at the end, they main have eventing. Randy main Orton main eventing it.
Okay.
Wait, but here's the thing. Here's what you need to understand. And you do understand, but you need to be reminded, okay? Hypothetical.
You always fear what you don't understand.
Of course. Hypothetical, all right? It's the Colbert Show. First guest is Tucci. Second guest is Orton, right? And you're saying, how could one of the top guys in the industry be second chair to Tucci, who's like, at best, in the top 100 in the industry of his industry?
I got to tell you a second. Are we only talking about Tucci because he rhymes with two? Because he has two as a prefix in his name? Why did Tucci even come up?
Because he's the perfect. Why did he come up? Because I'm the one who said it. Because I'm the one doing the research. I found the perfect Vegas line between more famous and less famous. If you go more famous than Tucci, it's not impressive if a wrestler goes second to Emma Stone, or if a wrestler goes second to Brad Pitt or Jonah Hill or even Michael Cera. Okay.
Yeah.
And it's also not impressive if a wrestler goes first and the second chair goes to, like, you know, Martin Starr. Okay. The point is, Stanley Tucci is the mathematical perfect celebrity litmus test for is a wrestler over or under the Tucci test?
Well, and the Tucci is great because Tucci could go 2 or 1, depending on
depending on who the other guest is. Right, Tucci would go before Lizzie Kaplan. Yeah. But he would go after
Roman Reigns.
No. So here's the thing. I haven't been to the pod in a while.
What about Hogan? A non-canceled Hogan.
Well, a non-canceled Hogan doesn't exist. But that proves my point that if you leave wrestling, you have a better chance of going one to Tucci going two.
Oh, my God.
I've been in a lab in a bunker below the Amazon.
Right. Enough of this. I don't want this.
Okay. Wait, I got one thing to say. I got a very important caveat.
This is leaving in 8 minutes.
This is important. This is worth my time on the pod, okay?
And once you're done, you have to announce what your heart out is as you're leaving. Yes.
I've got my heart out right now. I'm fully naked doing this podcast. If you're watching on the YouTube channel, you know I'm not lying. So here's the deal. Stanley Tucci goes number one. We're doing a hypothetical. It's Stephen Colbert, late night with Stephen Colbert. Stanley Tucci's number one. First guest. Second guest is Randy Orton, okay?
Yeah.
Now you're saying, why?
I would kill to see that conversation.
Amazing. They do the panel after. No, but look, you're in your head, you're saying, how could one of the top guys in wrestling history be going second to Stanley Tucci? That's what you're wondering, right?
Yeah.
And what I'm telling you is, if Stanley Tucci had a match against Randy Orton at WrestleMania, Tucci would win. Tucci would go over. And you know that's true.
That's so true.
Because any celebrity, if you're famous for anything other than wrestling, you can beat one of the top guys in wrestling like that. Zero training, guy 62 years old. He'd be fucking giving an RKO to – he'd reverse Randy's RKO with a second RKO and beat him 1-2-3 clean.
Yeah, Ziggler always says on stage that he lost to Snooki. That's in Ziggler's act, you know. He's like, "Yeah, I was like, you know, I lost."
Oh my god, I forgot about that. Dolph lost
the thing I'm the best at. I lost to Snooki.
That's amazing, but that's wrestling. That's why we love it. It's a carnival, baby.
All right. Let's take so. All right, this actually brings up an interesting subject. Since I've been off the clock here on the pod, you know,
right.
I have an interesting thing where, you know, since I'm like a man about town in Hollywood, you know, I had three of my friends who are professional writers, comedians, messaged me like in the last month and change to like consult on wrestling things for TV episodes. Mm. You know? Mm.
What shows? One show, of course, was Tucci for Tuesday, Stanley Tucci's interview.
One was
show.
The CNN Tucci Italian show. He's taking FBI, the full blood Italians.
His co host is Nunzio.
Nunzio and Spike Dudley. All right. So, anyway, one show I could say probably it was my friend Nicole. I don't think this is a secret, but she was working on a show called American Dad. And so she writes on that show. It's cartoon. She was asking me a couple of wrestling questions. Mm-hmm. My friend's working on a show for Apple. I don't know what the show's called. It's not out yet. So that. And then the other thing, though, was my friend Kara Clank. She was on Andy Cohen. That's his name, Andy Cohen?
Yeah, Andy Cohen. Watch What Happens Live.
She was on that. And they were, like, the bartenders. I guess they have, like, people be bartenders.
Comedians sometimes bartend on Andy Cohen's show
That's a great idea.
By the way, Kara Clank, great wrestler name. If she was a wrestler, Kara Clank, fucking love it.
By the way, her and her husband, Kara Clank and Jared Logan. I mean,
yeah.
Our finisher would be the Clank, like, and it would be like a headbutt, right?
Yeah, but what Jared Logan sounds a lot like Sarah Logan,
the Viking.
Right. Anyway, go on with your bad self.
Absolution, a very meaningful stable.
She wasn't Absolution. She was Riot Squad, the stupidest stable of all time. Riot Squad made zero sense. It was a punk rocker, and her two comrades were a hot chick and a Viking. I'm like, shut the fuck up. Absolution did make sense. That was run by Paige and was actually kind of cool. Anyway, please, go on with your bad self.
So much Soraya. That was it. So, she was on there with Montez Ford and...
Bianca Belair, Bianca the Fresh Belair. Prince. Montez Ford is known as the Fresh Prince of Belair.
The Fresh Prince of Bianca Belair.
Montez Ford. Look, you know me. I'm the street whisperer. I got my ears to the streets. I got my ears to the
fire tonight.
I got my ears to the streets, baby. Streets.
Well, this is what's happening. He's trying to pack it all in because he's only got 5 minutes left
the
now.
Streets, the streets are always talking about the street profits. And on the streets, we don't call him Montez Ford. We call him the Fresh Prince of Bel Air.
Oh, man. Shebs, you're great, man. You're funny, dude. We know this. Sorry. All right, it's done. All right, it's already unplugged. Anyway, so, so she was like, what's the deal with Bianca Belair and Montez Ford? Because I'm going to be on the episode with these guys. So I was giving them a stat sheet. And I'm like, all right, well, if you're looking to rip into them, you know, make fun of him for being way less successful than his wife, you know?
Okay. Yeah, Dan, that's always very funny. You know how that goes.
Yeah.
That doesn't sting at all. All right, anyway, yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't sting.
That's so telling that that's what you think is funny. You're like, you know what would be real funny? You fucking dig that bitch for being less successful than his wife. How about that?
Well, I framed it like, I'm like, she's, you know, when he wrestles at WrestleMania, he's wrestling with another guy. He's got to share the spotlight, you know, in a tag team. She's undefeated and main eventing, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Solo, you know, shit like that. And then,
Solo Sikoa?
Yeah, what? I was saying.
Solo Sikoa? Like,
yeah, he carries. He's Solo Sikoa. I'm rolling Solo Sikoa. And so, that was it. I mean, there's nothing interesting to it because she ended up interacting with them. But I just find it's funny. I'm like, I'll get texts every once in a while. People are like, and then I'm just like, just hire me, man. Have a wrestling consultant on staff for the one
one wrestling reference. For the one episode you're doing, you should pay me like 50 grand a year.
Anyway, so this Rumble, let's get back to it while we have Sheps for literally three more minutes.
I gotta go. Yeah, I got a heart out. I got a heart out. I got my heart on out.
So, anyway, this Rumble was, I enjoyed watching it, but I'm saying that's what I found interesting about it, you know, but there's always part of me that is like, when the Rumble goes first, I mean, I don't know where to begin, but I'm just talking about macro, like when the Rumble goes first, I'm always like a little bummed, you know, I mean, they have to do it because one's got to go first, you know, where it's like when I felt like Cody winning and I mean, let's just jump right to that. Cody winning, we knew, you know, we all were guessing Cody was going to win, correct? Mm-hmm. I mean, you know.
Well, I will say this. I wasn't watching wrestling so much. You know, I usually take a break before Rumble. I take a break before the road starts. I recharge. As a guy who wasn't really paying close attention, I didn't even know Cody announced that he was going to be in the Rumble. That was news to me. So it was, like, really awesome when he showed up. That was huge. But here's what I thought. Here's who I thought. Just as peripherally being, you know, aware of what's going on in wrestling. And really the only wrestling I've watched has been the Bray Stuff clips and the Bloodline clips because the Bloodline shit has just been fucking phenomenal.
Yeah.
But I thought Sammy was going to come in at 30 and win. And that would set up a weird, like, now Sammy has a match against Roman. And, like, what's the deal?
It was very shocking that Sammy wasn't in the Rumble too long.
Right. So, like, I mean, I known Cody was announced as being in the Rumble, I would have guessed that he would win.
Well, now you know why he wasn't in the Rumble.
He had a bigger moment. Cody, so let's just talk about the Cody and the men's Rumble. Let's start there. So Cody was announced. He was on all over the posters. You know, I thought, first off, I think it's a huge mistake to begin with. I don't think Cody being in the promoted helps him sell anything more. I don't think there's any upside to that at all, except for the fact if you're going to have him do something exceptional. Like, if you're going to announce him, I feel like have him come out at one.
Right.
Especially try to push him as a big baby. Or, like, two or something.
Yeah, well, something magical. Yeah.
They might have been protecting him.
I think they didn't protect him. Coming out at 30 and winning at 30 when you're announced.
No, protecting him health-wise.
Oh, his body-wise?
Yeah. Maybe. But he's also taking chops from Gunther. So,
yeah, I mean, I was worried about that peck. It was like bright.
He pretty much wrestled like a 10-minute match with Gunther there at the end.
Exactly. But I'm saying his peck, if you looked at it, was beat the fuck up after that fucking German piece of shit.
Our boy.
I would argue you could protect him by having him in there the whole time because he can hang out.
I mean, look at you know, Gunther barely fucking wrestled half that match. Anyway, the thing here's the thing.
But
we all know
him going in 30, just to finish the point, and then you can respond.
Yes, I thought it was done.
Him coming 30. I'm saying when he came out, I think everyone had the same reaction. I texted Tulo immediately, who was boots on the ground, and I said, yo, what was your reaction to Cody? Because I felt like the pop was not that big. And it's because you know he's coming, so it's not unexpected or fun in that way. So they killed all that. And then coming in and winning at 30 is almost a little heel, you know? So I felt like they set him up, and it's tricky. My first thought is tricky with Cody, because Cody is one of those guys who can be pushed heel pretty easy. We saw it. Mm-hmm. We saw it at AEW, you know?
Sure, sure. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
We all can agree they've done a really lackluster job with surprise entrance, except for Edge was fucking mind-blowing, okay? Edge was mind-blowing, all right? But Cody, they shouldn't have announced at all. He should have been a surprise 30, and we'd be having a totally different conversation right now. Okay, that's the fucking end of the story right there. I don't know what to say. The thing about Cody is,
wait, Edge, you mean for this Rumble?
No. I mean when Edge like came back, as like I said, that was a surprise. I mean, we kind of maybe thought, and he came in at 1-1, right?
No, he came in at like midway.
No,
he came
midway
or something.
Right,
no,
right,
I think
right.
He came in at like 23 or something.
Wait, but he came in and that was such a magical moment. The Cody thing would be
that
a lot better.
That was the best booked Rumble like in memory. It was so good. Right.
Well, by the way, I thought
the first act was the Brock act, and then the second act was that's when Brock was just knocking guys out 1-on-1. Remember that?
Right.
And then
the
second act was Edge.
That's probably the best Rumble ever. I thought this was a good Rumble, by the way. Mm-hmm. Just FYI, I thought the Rumble match was solid.
It showcased a lot of the talent there. You know, it's like they're superstars. When you see Bobby and Brock and all these guys mixing it up, you're just like, damn, WWE is stacked.
WWE has done a really good job of not only showcasing a lot of their newer talent and making them look cool and interesting there, but also revitalizing some of the older dudes, which, like, I think, like, Sheamus has, like, a whole second rub going on right now, you know, which, like, the past year, starting from that match in Scotland, you know, the Clash of the Castle with Walter, and then they brought that back. What a smart idea. Like, bring him out on his birthday, have him go up against Walter again. That's one of the smart things they do in the Rumbles. Whenever you tease something we liked previously a little bit, I always dig that. So I thought that was really smart. But the booking of Gunther in this match to begin with was fucking great. Like, have him go the distance. You're establishing him as very fucking strong. Yeah. Only losing to Cody when he was exceptionally tired, you know? So I thought that was really – that's really smart. And Gunther, in general, although as a Jewish man, the whole thing always makes me a little cringe. You know what I mean? Is a really cool character. Like, he just in a sea of, and that's going to be my one criticism, in a sea of, there is a lot, I like a lot of the talent, but I am feeling a little bit of the Triple H cool guy alley rub with the roster. Like, when I'm looking around the men's roster, and I'm like, all right, like, some of these guys could be slightly more interesting, but whatever.
Sure. Here's my biggest issue with Cody coming in at 30 and winning. Yeah. All right. And this is for the fucking real ones. Okay. The problem is with Cody coming at 30 and winning, when he easily could have come in at 1, and that would have been a big story, or he easily could have come in the middle unannounced. Like,
I would have put him at 8. If you said right now what I would have done, I wouldn't have.
You know what I'd put him at? I'd put him at 27, because then it's exciting and we know he's going to win. Here's the thing. With Cody winning at 30, do you know what the fuck happened? Which is making me sick to my fucking core. 30 has more wins now than 27.
Yeah.
Number 30 is now the most winning number in the Rumble. That's so fucking lame. Like, of course 30 should be the favored because it's the last guy in.
Well, it's not lame. It statistically makes sense.
But 27 is pretty good too. And there was something magical. We all loved that 27 was when you're doing a Rumble draft and you pick 27 out of the hat, you go, oh, you motherfuckers, I got 27. What up? Like, that's a nice feeling.
Yo, I got 27 one year, and you know who I got? I got Enzo.
Ooh. Oh, but Enzo is actually, he's having a second win because now he's on that CNN show with Stanley Tucci. They're on that thing.
Yeah, he's going to, it's him, Nunzio.
Nunzio. it's Stanley Tucci's the main guy, and then it's Nunzio, and then Enzo Amore, because he had a mea culpa, he had a big sorry tour. So it's Nunzio, Enzo, and it's actually they dug up the corpse of Jim Gandolfini, and they drag that shit around a bag, and they just tour around Italy, and they eat lasagna, and they do whatever the fuck those people do. And it's a beautiful show. It's gonna win all the Emmys. Look, guys, I got a heart out. I got to go. I stayed 5 minutes past my curfew.
You're the best, man. Thanks for
doing
that.
You're the best. Right. Guys, we're on the fucking road. We're on the road to WrestleMania.
No, yeah. Glad to get your Cody points in. Again, it seems like you're happy Cody won the Rumble. It's nice to see Cody win a Rumble. It just, again, it's the WWE thing. It's the one thing they're getting wrong even now, and I get it. Because I get it. Look, I book shows right now, right? You know, like, and I have big guests on my live shows. And, like, when you're like, fuck, I could sell, if I say the people on the show, you sell it out, I'll sell it out way faster, you know?
Right.
And
but to your point, Cody's not selling tickets the way Jake the Snake used it. Right now. Yeah. Right now. So they had no
but my point
real
is
reason.
That you, when you're thinking about just social media heat and this and that, because it's like, once the Rumble is over, you can't be like, pushing Rumble shit as much anymore. Now it's the past. Like, you know, people are on to the next. So they want to be like, Cody Rumble pictures. Oh, what's Cody going to, you know what I mean?
I don't know. It's weird because it's lame.
Like a premium live event. It's just, which means it's a thing on Peacock.
Right.
You know?
Which is it's a different universe right now. It's with the social media. It's a totally different thing. So anyway, so then if that's the case, my big problem is that if having all that said, why not just throw him in at 27? Why you gotta be a douche about it? Anyway,
I don't know. 27. I would rather have Cody like in the middle, 15 or something like that, or one. And then I think also, yeah, that's it. And also, I would never, I wouldn't announce Cody. You
know? We gotta protect that 27 at all. If
all right, Jeff, get out of here.
No, now I have one more thing to say. Okay. Cody Rhodes, you know I've been a Cody supporter since day two. You know that, all right? I love the guy. He's incredible.
Since Dashing.
He never ceases to grow and rise to that next level. When you're like, all right, that's what he is. He's just this. He does keep growing and growing, getting bigger and bigger. Having said that, I think Cody in WWE, in this run, it's just not quite that star making moment that he need, like they're setting him up, they're teeing up, and he deserves to be teed up for these moments.
Yeah.
It's not like he didn't earn them, and it's not like he doesn't do dope shit, but all of this just felt like I just want a little bit that second gear. He's got to get to that next gear.
Yeah,
and I hope we see it. I never doubt Cody.
The interesting thing is, I think that this Cody run.
Oh, wait, Dan. The interesting thing is,
Oh my God.
The interesting thing is, we'll just go right into this because Tulo, this will bring us into the main event too.
Yeah.
And then we'll go back to the Women's Rumble after and the other matches. But is the interesting thing is that this Cody win was a kind of implied. We kind of knew he was going to win, right? So now it's like, well, what does that mean going forward? Because that means inevitably that he has a title shot against Roman Reigns right now. But him and Roman Reigns have nothing to do with each other right now, which is very cool, you know, because WrestleMania is not that close to the Rumble. Like, we have two and change months, right? So how far away is it? Yeah, it's about 2 months away, right?
Yeah.
It's the beginning
February,
of April.
February, March, yeah.
Yeah, it's the first weekend. I think it's April
2nd. Literally 2 months away, yeah.
It's exactly 2 months away. So you have you got 8 or 9 episodes of SmackDown, whatever, plus Raws, you know, double 18. You got a good amount of episodes to do a lot of work. Plus, there's Elimination Chamber, right? So,
in Montreal.
How does that factor?
Sami Zayn.
Oh, because of Zayn, yeah. So, where do you see this go? Like, I don't even see the path for Cody to make this. Like, I don't see how Roman, what he's doing with Sammy right now, which we'll get into, how that makes this Cody storyline work. Because his storyline right now is, like, Rhodes in a main event, you know? This is kind of my destiny. And then you have Roman. I guess he's just got to pivot into just being like, I'm at the top of this mountain here, you know? The Sammy story is just still more interesting. That's all I'm saying, you know?
I don't know how they're going to handle it, but I kind of, if there's people that I'm going to trust right now to handle it, it's Cody Rhodes, it's Sami Zayn, it's Roman Reigns, it's Triple H.
Right.
Like, they're just nailing it. And Cody really doesn't have to do much. Like, honestly, he's got his title shot. So there's no real need. If he's still healing, even that too, you know, he can just show up, cut promos and I'm assuming Roman will be going into WrestleMania as the champ. you know, both titles.
He's going to have at least one of the titles. Like, there's a good chance that they just, you know, they got two nights of Mania. There's a good chance they do something about it, you know? But it won't feel, I mean, they won't feel great, you know, because anytime you know they're doing something for a specific logistical reason, it never feels awesome, you know? So, now, one side question is, do we know if The Rock is 100% out for Mania?
Sounding like it is now. Apparently, he's very busy.
Well, we know that. You know, Black Adam tanked, right?
I have no idea. I didn't watch it.
Black Adam. See, this is an interesting thing about The Rock right now. Black Adam was like his big, you know, superstar, superhero franchise. And I think it was a big flop. And then they also tried to bring Henry Cavill back to play Superman in it. And then that kind of fucking... James Gunn took it over and got rid of him, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. interesting. So it's kind of... I felt like that was a little bit of The Rock. You know, that was a big hit for The Rock. You know?
Anyway, did it tank?
I don't know.
Did it tank?
Let's see. Black Adam. I think it...
That's what you were looking up the whole time.
I was. Is Black Adam a flop? As it stands, Black Adam recommended for approximately $80 million. It's not an outright box office disaster, but it underperformed.
Oh.
Black Adam to lose millions at the box office.
Mm.
The Rock's Black Adam box office damage control.
For all you new listeners, this is Dan reading stuff about Black Adam.
Well, you know what? I really kind of thought about this because I was like, waiting for a person. Excellent. Wait, a film profit between at almost $400 million worldwide. We're building a new franchise step by step. First Captain America did 3-7. Oh, so The Rock's trying to like go on the offensive about the how it performed. Mm. Okay, interesting. All right, good. Mm. Good for The Rock to like have a little controversy. You know what I mean? Like the dude's been like just squeaky clean, can't do nothing for a while. Like let him have a flop, you know? Mm. Let him like dig himself out of the dirt.
Let him get his hands dirty.
You know what I'm saying? Anyway, all right. So it seemed like let's just go with the assumption that The Rock is out. Any word from Cena with this Mania? Have you heard anything about Cena?
No.
All right. So with The Rock being, it seems like The Rock is out. You know,
honestly, so, Dan, I'm in this zone right now where I'm like not trying to figure it out, you know?
I'm not figuring it out either, but I want to know if I'm going to, if I would just like to know if The Rock's going to be, you know?
I don't think he is. Oh, I don't think The Rock's going to be there now. It's sounding like he's not. I mean, he might show up to do his, you know, Rock thing, you know, maybe be out there and do like kick it off or maybe host it or something. I don't know, but I highly doubt he's going to wrestle. Or if he does, he'll have a moment. I see him more as a moment thing. Maybe a face-off with Roman, you know, after or something like that.
He loves SoFi. Yo, but so here's the thing. Well, I mean, also, the Bloodline storyline could just involve The Rock doing a spot, you know, because he's part of the Bloodline.
Uh-huh.
Although, to be honest, they could have done a really fucking amazing thing last night where The Rock got involved in that, you know? Because if The Rock... the Sami Zayn stuff just went too far for The Rock, where he's like, yo, I got to be in charge of the Bloodline now because you're out of control, Roman. You know?
That might be where it's going.
That might be what... that you're right. You're fucking... wow. Whew, that's fun. That's really amazing writing for pro wrestling. Rock being like, yo, I wasn't supposed to be here. I'm actually too busy. But, Roman... you're a disgrace to the family here. You're like going up beating small white guys. We don't do that. you know, I didn't even think about that. Anyway.
Well, I mean.
But what I'm going to say here, this is the point I keep trying to get to, is that, and I'm piecing this together, but I'm saying the Cody thing does not really gel totally with Roman. And I'm kind of not seeing a great storyline there. And they're going to have to build that. I'm not saying they can't do it. But I'm seeing the fans really want Sammy in the main event, you know?
Dude, if he wrestles Roman at Elimination Chamber, it's in Montreal, It will be
Kofi Mania.
It will be, yeah. And I think, how do you not then give him a main event title shot at WrestleMania? I think that's what it will determine is. And I see the Cody stuff, though, and I can tell you how it is that it's to me, it's simple where Roman's going to be like, you're not going to fulfill your daddy's legacy. Like, you're not, I'm going to be the one to stop you. You're not going to, you know, you're going to fail again, and you're going to go back to your other company and hang out with your buddies. Cause that's what he like was very vocal about. Like at like post conference, I didn't watch the whole thing, but the press conference after, Cody was like giving props to the Bucks and Kenny and like all those guys. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah, so I think that's all fuel for fucking Roman. Roman's that guy.
Tulo, first thing is, that's a great observation by you. I didn't finish the press conference. I only saw Bray and Rhea. But I love the press conference, by the way.
And I didn't
like
watch it.
I just like the concept of it. I like that it's a real press conference where it's actually just actual news outlets asking questions. Mm-hmm. But then these wrestlers need to actually fucking learn how to say shit off the fly, you know?
It's pretty cool. AEW's been doing it. I really enjoy seeing it happen for WWE. I think it's a great added element.
And what was the point you were just making? Oh, yeah, that storyline you're talking about is very good. It is just a little simple, you know? They have such deep roots with the Sammy story right now. Like, they don't ever have stuff this good. So I just cannot see... I feel like Cody is in a bad spot right now, like in terms of actually winning the crowd over. Like organically, this Sammy fever is not going away. It is not. And like even all that, it's like if Sammy kind of gets his ass kicked and then a KO Roman Mania is almost a better match, you know?
So let me give you a little taste of what I'm feeling is that. That main event and that ending and me being there. So, you know, I'm there. So I'm not seeing like all the shots and like what's really being said. I'm just have this outside angle and I'm in the crowd reaction, the wave. I'm relying like on, you know, it's that energy. But when I went back and watched it today, I was just like so blown away by that moment. What being there live and experiencing that, I'll remember that forever, dude. Like, you know, and I truly think that like they can really go. It's, I don't know, man. It was just special last night, dude. It was something really awesome. Like to go back and watch it and listen to the crowd reaction when he hits him with that chair, dude, and seeing that moment. I think I just trust them to do wherever they're going to go with it. I trust them. You know, I really think they have it all figured out and it's going to be really, really fucking special.
Well, I think that the fact that like, I'm agreeing with you where it's like I don't want to get ahead of it. Cause I'm just trying to enjoy it. You know,
mm-hmm.
I agree with you. Cause it's the same kind of thing where it's like, the fact that it's not so linear.
Oh,
you can't get ahead of it as much.
I had a point. I remember where I was going, but it was that, it was the first time. It was so good. That ending was so good that I was craving Monday Night Raw. Craving it. I was like, I needed Monday Night Raw so bad today, and I didn't have it. And it's tomorrow, right? So, like, we're used to Sunday pay-per-views all the time, and you get that Monday Night Raw. I'm like, oh, my God, I cannot wait to see what happens on Monday Night Raw. This is going to be fucking insane, right? Like...
Yeah.
Even if it's not, but like, I'm like really wanting to watch it. Like, I cannot wait to watch it tomorrow. And I haven't, that's that feeling when WWE's got you feeling like that. It's really good. Now you get to see all the fallout from Rumble, all the build up to Elimination Chamber and leading up to WrestleMania, who's got their title shots. And it's just cool, man. It's just, it's the Royal Rumble is the best reset ever. Like, honestly, not just for this podcast, but also for the WWE, and they put on a show last night, man. It was interesting to be there live. Like the men's Rumble was like, everybody was like, whoa, couldn't believe it was going off first. And it kind of like the energy was tough to like go into those other matches that were in between, you know, and then the women's match, and the women's match started off slow because the energy was still down, but then picked up really nicely towards the middle and the end. that led to just that main event perfectly. Because everybody,
I have a little bit of like a hot take, which is like, I don't. There's nothing to do about it. I'm not saying like anything with it, but it's it always kind of bums me out that there's two Rumble matches, you know, because it makes both of them less special to me. Like they're like being there like this. I almost think they should. You know, there should be like almost a co-ed Rumble or something, because it's like this is the winner of the Royal Rumble. Now, that being said, I wouldn't change it. I would do it exactly the way they do it.
Yeah.
There's no actual change to it. It's just like you women need a Royal, hey, man, Royal Rumble. Like, you need moments like Bianca Belair, and that one Royal Rumble was like one of the best that made her career, you know?
Yeah.
So you both, you know, but there's things like this is when that it starts, then you have one and then you got to watch another. And it's so there, this it's such a long match to watch two of.
Well, you know? I think what also happened was that after the men's were a Rumble and Sammy wasn't in it, now everybody was like, oh, okay, well, what's going to happen in this main event now if Sammy wasn't in the Rumble? Like, so, like, you were just itching to get to the main event because you just wanted to see what was going to happen, you know? Like,
well, that main event also was really ballsy in the sense of, like, it was a very – it played way more for TV than the crowd. Like, not that you couldn't enjoy it there. I mean, you were there and it was amazing. You know, you could see it. But, like, you could hear them speaking. It was a scene more than a spectacle for playing for a huge 60,000. God, I can't even speak. 50,000 person arena, you know?
Yeah.
And so I like the ball, having the balls to end it on, a story moment. An exchange over just a pin and fireworks. Like, that's really cool. That's stuff that I like about wrestling, that it's theater, you know? That was great theater. And, like, Sammy's acting was really fucking solid in that moment, too. And when if you watch it on TV, and Roman was really fucking
Jay.
Good. And Jay was great. But Roman was throwing some great lines at Sammy in there, where he was just like, you want to go back to do a jackass shit?
Yeah.
You know? Like, that was fucking great.
So that's like, that's what I'm talking about. Like, so I was more in like my feelings being in the, you know, in the crowd and being like on the edge of my seat. What's going to happen? But then, like, you know, I come back today, this morning, and watch it. And I'm just like, oh my God, I didn't hear any of these things he was saying to him. Like, good. He deserved it. Like, when he pushes him in the face like three times, he's like, I gave you the world.
Yeah,
it's like, I gave you the world. Fucking dude, man.
It was great.
I'm telling you, Roman, that I think that just solidified it for me. Like, he's that guy. He's the number one. Like, no one's touching him right now. No one can do what he's doing. He's put that company on his back, and he is that guy. You know, like, it's sick. I wish he was a little more jacked.
Roman?
Yeah.
Are you serious or not?
Yeah.
Because you think he's a little doughy.
No, I just wish he was more Jack.
Roman?
Yeah.
So I think Roman.
I will say
jacked.
He looked incredible. It would be really, really bad for him to be in the ring with The Rock.
I think. Well, look,
guy. Yeah, but what I'm saying is, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, The Rock
is
in there every day grinding it out. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
like,
did you see Brock? I mean, Brock is in incredible shape.
Bobby
right
Lashley,
now.
That's what I'm talking about. The talent of the men's division was like wild, and Rhea Ripley going bell to bell, man. Like, we you know, like, it's.
I think Rhea Ripley going bell to bell was unnecessary. It was good because you haven't had a woman do it, you know, but when I watched it, I didn't feel like it felt like someone going the distance like that. It didn't have that feeling for me, you know? So I feel like with Cody, that would have been a better story for him, where Rhea, she didn't need it. She's like a monster, you know, like Rey Mysterio did that. You know what I mean? So that being said, she's a good choice to win the Royal Rumble this year.
Well, Gunther did it too, but he didn't win. But he went belt to belt.
Yeah, but Gunther's not a star. Rhea's already like a big star for the women's division. She's already main evented WrestleMania and shit. I mean,
There's an argument there to be made that Gunther is a very big star.
Gunther's a big star?
I think he's solidified that. Have you cared about the IC title? Name the IC title before the champion before Gunther.
Ricochet. Name. No, it was Shinsuke, right?
Ricochet, Shinsuke, sure. Name anything that all those guys did.
Ricochet.
This dude?
Ricochet.
You gotta be hyped to know who's gonna be Gunther's next opponent now, right? Like, it's sick.
Okay. So the other thing I'll say about this Rumble coming out of it, which is that I think they've set up potentially a Seth Rollins Logan Paul match for WrestleMania.
Yep.
Which that'll be fun, I think, right?
I think it's the perfect thing. And right now, dude, let me tell you something. Seth Rollins is very, very, very over. Like, that the crowd chant singing that song and Logan Paul is not over. And Seth will be very much the face in that scenario, and Logan Paul will be the heel, and it will be very, very good. And there's one guy I trust. Oh, yeah.
They hated Logan Paul, felt like.
Mm-hmm.
They were booing the shit out of him.
I mean, I literally, like, collapsed into my seat when Logan Paul threw Seth out of the ring. Like, I could not believe it.
Well, I mean, I actually think one of the highlights, if not the highlight of that Rumble was the Ricochet Logan Paul clash.
Blew my mind. The sound of them connecting was violent.
That was insane.
But like, you know, like, you know, I fucking guy is really good, man. Like, he is in, it's, he just gets the business. And guess what? He's jacked. He's big. He was toe-to-toe with big dudes.
My only beef with Logan Paul is I felt like he should have worn different gear.
Oh, he keeps wearing the same shit.
And it's like, but his gear doesn't feel like the gear that you repeat wear. It looked awesome for Mania 1. Like, I was like, you're back now. Like, wear something. It could be the same shit, different color. Or he's like, got, you know?
Well, he's got no one telling him that.
Yeah.
He's got no one saying, yo, man, you should change up your gear. Like, you're a specialty act. You're only wrestling every once in a while. Your gear should reflect that. Like, you're in Texas.
Johnny Gargano. I follow the guy who makes his gear. And
oh, my God.
Inspired by, like, whatever, like the Frog or whatever fucking stupid superhero, you know? And I was like, all right, now I'm done with you officially.
I knew we weren't going to be able to get through this podcast without talking about Johnny Gargano's gear.
Gunther Gray said that. Oh, and then we were setting up in that match, the Lesnar-Lashley match, which is like another thing I want to say is just like they've done such a great job with Bobby Lashley in the past couple of years, right?
A couple of years, I would even say
5 years.
Last 6 months is like he's on another roll. It's just another guy. You talked about Sheamus, Bobby Lashley now. It's
he's in there and him knocking out like a Lesnar. That's fucking perfect. I love that.
Dude, because when you can get Bobby Lashley and Brock Lesnar and people be into it without a title, that's when WWE is really thriving, you know? Like, they're booking cards that are like spectacles, you know?
I'm just going to go through my random list here, but we got to get into the, so we got to get into the women's rumble here, but Pat McAfee intro in the beginning. Do we need that? I mean, like, I didn't think anybody gave a shit.
Okay, you ready?
What?
It was a surprise. Cole and Corey Graves had no idea. McAfee got there 20 minutes before, like, his flight landed 20 minutes before the show kicked off, and he showed up like right before, and it was a surprise. And so the reactions of Corey Graves and Michael Cole were actually real. They had no idea he was coming.
Oh, that's pretty fun.
So they spawned it. And I wanted you to
sent me the text. I didn't get to listen to it before.
So it's genuine reactions, and it's actually really great job by Corey Graves.
Oh my God, Corey Graves is like, I'm gonna go back to Tulsa, right?
Yeah,
and he's like, I'm getting out of here.
Yeah, he's like, I'm sick. Like,
Pat McAfee, I gotta tell you, his some of his announcing during this pay per view sucked so bad.
Really,
I was so not happy with it. He had so many jokes that were at the expense of the reality, like. He was like, oh, yeah, there's black lights in here. It's like, yo, Bray, we're in kayfabe. It's like Bray's glowing. you know, because he's magical or whatever. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Like, don't acknowledge that it's black lights. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit like that. Where I was,
I think you're morphing into your final form of WWE employee soon, where they're gonna finally, you're finally gonna be like, all right, we should probably hire this guy. He would have told Logan Paul to have different gear.
He
would have had that line to McAfee to be like, don't say that kind of stuff.
It's like, called ironic detachment. He's like, it's a funny joke, but it's at the expense of the Bray character. And like, they, as announcers, they all did an awful job of being scared of Bray. Like he's, and by the way, it's not that hard. He's was scary as shit. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? But you're like, whoa, this guy's creepy. They're like, kept being like, whoa, this guy's weird. And you're like,
so funny you mentioned that, because I was watching the 97 Rumble, and it's funny that you mentioned that, because it's 2 points on that. One, McAfee should have entered the Rumble from the announcer booth. I mean, back in the Alamo Dome, that Jerry King Lawler did that. He should have totally entered the Rumble from the announcer booth. They were going to do that. Two, 97. Where was I going with it?
Too high, bro. You got too high. Yo, but I'll say, all right, I'm going to jump to that, and when you have it, you let me know.
Okay.
But that was an example. He goes like, oh, I better clean my pants because there's a blue light in here, you know, and you're like, a black light. Yeah, I hated that. And there was a couple of things like that where you're like, oh, I don't know what. They would be like, whoa, I don't know what that is. And you're like, yo, this guy's actually scary. So sell it. Anyway.
Oh, and the other thing was is Jerry King Lawler, when Undertaker came out, like, was like, they were like, he would always freak out. Like, he was like so fucking scared. I remember that, watching that as a kid, and with Jerry King Lawler being freaked out about it, that it made me be like, oh God, this is really scary. You know, yeah, like
Mankind would walk down the music, you'd be like, it was something. I think that's just like the whole, that being said, another thing I hated is like, you think about, like, just close your eyes, and you don't have to actually, but think about, like, Mankind would come to the ring, and, like, he would climb up the cage, and it was all eerie, and the music was eerie, and it was, like, metal. Everything was very metal, and the barriers were metal, you know, the steel barriers. Now it's, like, the fucking Mountain Dew neon fucking Discovery Zone. Like, you know, it looks like where kids play. It doesn't look like a place to do battle, the ring. You know, the pitch. Why was it called Mountain Dew Pitch? That fucking sucked. You know, why is it called? Why is this match sponsored by Mountain Dew? You know,
because they paid a lot of money, bro.
Right. But at the expense of this Bray character who you've been building up for this whole amount of time. Now you got him in the Mountain Dew match, and then the other guy's going, there's black lights. It's like, what the fuck? It's a Bray. They're selling him out to dry. Like, he's doing incredible work, and they're making him look like a wrestler, when he shouldn't look like a wrestler. He should look like a demon.
I will say this. With that being said, it looked fucking cool as fuck.
Okay, that being said, the black lights were awesome. The face paint was absolutely incredible.
Astonishing.
He looked like he was in a movie. Like, that paint was amazing. And it was so...
You know what it was? Shout out to Queen of the Ring, Alex. She said in Batman Forever, was it Batman Forever?
Yeah.
And there's that scene like with the Riddler and like they're Two-Face, and they're all in, like, that neon stuff, and it's like the painted on this. I was like, oh my God, yeah, that's exactly the same fucking thing. Yeah, it looked awesome. I mean, it was still cool. I was actually surprised at how quick it ended too. I thought there was going to be like, but they did the spot with Uncle Howdy Doody.
Uncle Howdy. Yeah. That spot was pretty cool too. I mean, it wasn't. It was shot a little weird. You could see.
He overshot it. Yeah.
Yeah. They shot it weird, but yeah, the jump was up. But I like where they're going with all the Bray stuff. It's really fun.
Yeah.
And they're like folding Alexa in. It's cool. Let me see these other notes before we move to the. So I have some notes about the. The Rey Mysterio no show was. I want to talk about Seth. Seth Rollins is fantastic. Seth Rollins also, I think, goes down in history maybe as having the best, most consistent gear of any wrestler ever.
He always shows up for Royal Rumble.
It's almost like everyone else just like almost, well, I would say Bobby Lashley's pants were sick. Did you see Bobby Lashley's pants?
Yeah, I was screaming for Seth's gear. I was like,
Seth was wearing like the San Antonio inspired like turquoise. Mm-hmm. This is fucking awesome. And then did you see his boots? they matched.
Yeah.
And the whole bottom was just the like turquoise color.
Yeah.
So like, you know, like a wrestler has like the kick pads and then they got their regular shoes underneath.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They got the straps
underneath. Oscar always does that and it looks bad. Yeah. Although Oscar, we have to give props to like some of the best face paint I've ever seen. You know?
Yeah.
Also a ton of face paint going on.
Here for it.
Yeah, but Seth that, and then Seth, God, Seth is the opposite of this Pat McAfee thing, where Seth is so good at selling these moments. Like when he's in there with Cody, he made Cody look so awesome because he just kept being like, "What he said like, oh, you're not gonna steal my thunder twice," you know, like like he was so angry to see Cody, you know, it was fucking great. Seth is awesome. I have some tweaks to stuff he does personally. But overall, the guy nails it, you know?
So good.
Now, the women's Rumble, they had more NXT talent in it. There was no NXT.
That was also no NXT wrestlers in the men's Rumble, which was wild, I thought. But yeah, it was cool.
That's kind of interesting. But the women's Rumble with Rhea winning, I thought was great. What match are we going to get Rhea? We're going to go Rhea Charlotte? Where are we going to go? Rhea Bianca, probably?
It's interesting because there's history in both with both them, but I would think it's Charlotte, if I had to guess, because they already had their WrestleMania moment. So you want to, I think, build that rivalry.
Wait, what match already happened? We already had Rhea Charlotte.
Yes.
But it was in the Performance Center, right?
Correct.
Yeah. So it's like... Yeah,
or the NXT title?
Yeah, Charlotte won the NXT title. And then she was was she the NXT champion? When did she lose that title? Someone pinned her for that?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I think did Rhea beat her for it? Might have.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, she beat him and got both? I don't remember. Who cares? I'm not even gonna look that up. Whatever. that was like the fucking no man's land of wrestling at that point, you know. But so, but Rhea winning, she's in a really good zone, Rhea.
Oh yeah.
Now she's over as fuck. The whole mommy thing, all the stuff he's doing with Dom Mysterio, your guy is great. Dom Mysterio. Boy, oh boy, I still don't know why he's not even trying to get bigger. It's the one thing I don't get about him at all. Because it's like he would be a huge star if he could, you know what I mean? Like, he's got such a nothing of a physique. It's a big problem. I mean,
hey, man, you better be careful. He went to prison, so. You know?
I like it there. Everyone's like, he's the worst son of all time. But the match with him, it's clearly they're going to go Ray, Dom, at Mania. That's going to be on one of the biggest matches of Mania.
I really think so. I've been saying that for a long time. That's what's going to happen. That's how it has to happen.
That's going to be one of the biggest matches of
Mania. That's Ray's that's Ray's last match. He's done after that.
You think so? Just put his son over?
Yeah, yeah.
That's going to be one of the best Mania moments, I think, in recent memory, I think. That match is going to be fucking amazing.
It's going to be amazing. You
have the whole family there. That's going to be so good. That's like what Manias are made of, you know? Mm-hmm. That's going to be amazing. You think there's a chance they go Roman Sammy night one and then Roman Cody night two?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
That's just – those guys are both too little. Can we talk about a second about – fuck. I'm sorry I'm jumping off of the women's room. No. Back to Cody. But we didn't talk about Cody's shape. So Cody seems like he's been going more for, like, being ripped over being big. You right? He's going – coming
he does
off
that
injury, you know?
I think he goes – and you probably could speak on it, but I think he goes into, like, bulk mode a lot of times. Like, so right now he's trimming down.
Yeah.
And I think he's going to – I think – we're going to get bulk mode leading up to Mania, and then he's going to cut down, and he's going to look insane. You know.
He looks really fucking good.
Let me tell you.
Because
you know Cody. This is his Mania. He's main eventing at WrestleMania. This guy's – he's going to look the best he's ever looked in his whole entire life.
I mean, I hope
ever.
So. I hope so.
Talk about, you know, and this isn't like in any kind of way, but like nobody does it like WWE. I mean, his entrance at this WrestleMania that's going to be coming up is going to be insane. SoFi, It's like, think about what Cody, think about what Cody was in AEW and the performance aspect that he got out of that. And now you bring him over here and you give him the big stage and the fireworks and you're just using everything. And it's just like, it just makes him, you know?
Yeah. He's got the package figured out, which is what's so cool. The whole thing comes in, you know, he's got the storyline and everything. The thing is this. Yeah, the thing is just, you know, Cody can't lose to Roman, and Roman's a great guy for Roman. For Roman, take a break, take the L from Cody, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I just think the Sammy thing's in the way. Well,
there's two titles,
let's
so.
Let's see. So, with the women's division.
Are you saying Sammy's in the way?
Oh, man, I don't have that. I might be able to get Sammy's in the way. I might be able to pull that up. I'll have to get that on demand. But I think, like, yeah, we're in an interesting spot with all of this. The women's division is very odd right now for me. Like, I'm like, where are they going with? So if we set up a Bianca, what match would – if Bianca – for Mania, if Charlotte and Rhea do their thing, who do you go with for Bianca?
I mean,
the Bianca Alexa match wasn't particularly awesome. No.
No. We need the Alexa and Bray stuff to kind of start picking up a little.
Because I was hoping they would do a little more there.
I was expecting a big moment in that match to happen in terms of Alexa with Bray and stuff, but it was just at the end and it was kind of wonky. But
Bailey. Oh, Asuka maybe. Belair Asuka.
I would love Asuka. I think that's Asuka probably where they're going because
Asuka.
It's got to be Asuka, man. I'll tell you what the better match is.
Yeah.
Asuka Charlotte.
Asuka Charlotte
at Mania, and Bianca and Rhea is the better pairing. Because then you have the future of the business. And Asuka and Charlotte, I'm telling you, watch an Asuka and Charlotte match. It is legendary stuff. They always deliver. They have perfect chemistry. Yeah. They would have the sickest WrestleMania match.
I mean, I think it's a great idea.
And Charlotte's face right now.
Have we seen Bianca Charlotte at a Mania? We saw Bianca. Bianca, when she won, it was Bianca Sasha, and then it was Bianca.
Bianca Becky. Business, yeah.
So we never saw Bianca Charlotte. I mean, that's the fucking match, no?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a ball. You can't, like, you know, with where the titles are at now, because they, like, put the title on Charlotte for some reason. Is Ronda in part of Mania, you think?
God, you know what? Honestly, I hope not.
I know. Have we seen a Bianca Ronda?
I don't know, but I hope she's. We don't need Ronda, man.
I know.
That will completely. She needs to sit back because it will just get in the way of all the. I think that Women's Royal Rumble was a real good, like, overall view of NXT talent coming up, the roster right now, what they have, and like talent that's there that exists that they can build off of. I think Ronda will completely derail it. Her last run recently was not good. It was her worst.
It was really bad. To the point.
Really.
Yeah.
Really bad.
Now, by the way, props to Liv for the bump she took coming off that Mania. Giving Rhea the win. The, like, Hurricane Rana spot.
Oh, yeah.
That was pretty badass, man.
Yeah.
Badass, man. Yeah, but did they set up any other matches in the Women's Rumble? Like, anything for Mania?
There was some cool stuff. I mean, you know, I think it's just good. I think it's a good reset right now. I think there's going to be a lot of good stuff.
Yeah.
Becky and Bayley will, you know, probably have a match at Mania too, you know, not for a title, but hopefully it's like something sick because they deserve
give them a ladder match or something, right?
Or cage or like a Hell in a Cell match or something, you know, like they could do that, SoFi, but like they deserve something.
I didn't see the Sasha match in the Tokyo Dome.
There wasn't a match.
She didn't have a match? I thought she wrestled.
No, she just appeared.
Oh, so she hasn't had a match yet?
No, it's coming up. It's coming up. I think it's in California, actually.
It's in California?
Might be. I want to say it's like.
And she's wrestling Kyrie?
Battle at the Valley or something like that? Do I have that right?
What the fuck is Sasha doing? I mean, it's cool to go to Japan and stuff, but like.
Let her do it.
You got Triple H in charge there. Like, she's mad at WWE, or she just wants to do it because she thinks it's cool?
I just think she wants the money. I think she didn't get what she was wanting, and she was like, fuck it, I'm going to go do this. And she's very much perfect for Japan. She'll do great things over there.
Oh, they said they were far apart on money. So it was just a money thing.
Money and just like all the shit that's happened. So I think it's good. You know what? Go let it go away, because when she comes back, it'll be fucking epic.
Yeah, well, leaving,
hopefully her stardom goes up too, and she gets in. It's a no-brainer for. I mean, right. Paying her a lot of money to come back would be.
Hey, if you're
very
not getting paid, you're not getting paid. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? You're not getting paid.
Yeah, and if sick. You know, rolls are a roll and tolls are a toll. Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, I mean, did we miss any? Did we miss any match here? You think they're doing anything with LA Knight being like converted to something?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think. Yeah.
I hope not, because that guy is talented as fuck, man.
He's great. I used to watch him when he was Eli Drake at like bar wrestling here. And I remember looking at him being like, wow, this guy's really like has a lot of charisma. Why is he not like in WWE? And then he seems too old to go to WWE. Like at the time, I was like, this is weird. And then I was like, just thinking, oh, he has a singles match at WrestleMania against Bray. Like, you know, wrestling's wild. That way, you know, I mean, same as anything that we do. Anyway, yeah, good shit. I mean, we covered most of the stuff. Yeah. Anything we want to say? I mean, the storyline at the end, that was fucking great. It was great. The Women's Rumble's great. Good, healthy position for WWE. Going into Mania. I mean,
we'll cover more of this week, because we'll talk about AEW too. But AEW's been fucking firing also. So it's like, man, it's. This is always that time, you know, when things start to ramp up and a lot of great things happen. And I'm just excited for it. It's really awesome.
Yeah, good shit. We're happy to be back here.
Recipes Jay Briscoe also.
Yeah, Recipes Jay. I was just going to mention that, Jay Briscoe. I'm glad I got to watch Jay Briscoe wrestle
so much.
Three or four times live. Yeah. This dude's fucking rock.
And that match on Dynamite against Jay Lethal. That was awesome, man. That was really
amazing.
I'm glad they got to do that also.
And great, good times, good healthy time to come back. I'm excited about Rumble. It's in my hometown, which is apparently now LA.
it is
a long time at this point. Yeah, I know. That's great. I never called it my hometown. That was the first.
Well,
time.
When Seth Rogen's showing up on your show to just like be one of the improv people now, I think.
Yeah,
your hometown's
Hollywood as fuck.
Yeah, it means I think it means your hometown's LA.
Yeah, so everybody, check out Last Improv Show, by the way. I'll say I got a show here in LA.
I watched the streams. You should definitely watch the streams too. We're in the middle of it over here. Paused for act two, monologue suggestion number two coming up. And goddamn, this show is so freaking funny, man.
Does it translate when you watch it?
Oh yeah, big
time.
It's
so funny because you guys watch it over stream and I'm like, yo, we're like fucking around in the theater, you know?
Oh,
so
dude,
then I'm like, all right, it's not as polished because we're like, we're doing our thing. You know? And then you're like, oh shit, people are watching it, you know.
It's so funny, man. It's really I the Seth Rogen one had me dying, man. It just
The first one or this one?
Oh no, the first one had me dying. I haven't finished this one yet. And then also Bob Odenkirk. Oh, my God. That was wild.
Yeah. This fun. So, yeah, check out At Last Improv Show. You can see our show. You can follow us on Instagram. You'll see when our shows are. But you can watch them. You buy a virtual ticket, you know, and you can just watch them over the live stream and support us doing taking over comedy, motherfuckers. And, and also follow me on Instagram, at Dan Black Attack, and follow Tulo.
At Tiptoe Tulo.
And we'll be back here. Oh, we're doing a bonus app. I forgot.
We'll do the bonus. This is like back episode. Oh, yeah, this isn't the bonus episode. And then we'll record Thursday, which I'm good to record on Thursday.
Yeah.
If you are this week too. And we'll figure out the time. And then we'll do a regular episode and then like a little bonus episode after for our patrons. And I think will be, and that's what we talked about. We're going to stick to that. If I can't make it, then Dan will be on to do it with somebody else. But we're going to be talking about that. And then, and maybe sometimes if we have it, we could do it earlier in the week. We might just do it early in the week and we can still release it on Friday and stuff. But we want to stay consistent. We like this little season that we're doing here. And then once Mania is done, we'll talk about what's next and what we're going to do next.
We'll figure out what's next. But just at the end of the day, we just want to fucking talk wrestling through Mania and mark out. That's it. You know, we announce we do this show. We all get busy doing our other shit. We're doing this for fun to connect with you guys. And, so anyway, good shit. This podcast already, I mean, the first 30 minutes were probably the funniest wrestling podcast that anyone's ever done, all right? The Tucci thing? Come on, get
out. No one else is trying to be funny on their wrestling podcast.
Oh, yeah, they're trying to treat wrestling very seriously. Good. That's a solid.
By the way, this was the merch I picked up.
Oh, really? I have the original one.
Soft style, dude. It's so nice.
I have the original KO.
I picked up that and
NXT tag.
The Royal Rumble.
Oh, the cup's great. I have one of the cups, too. All right, everybody. Hey, everybody, we're going to get out of here, and we're happy to be back. Keep watching wrestling. Kisses. Cheers up.